Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show. Money Grows on Trees. My name is Lloyd Ross, and this is a very special episode called Ask a Millionaire. So this, what you're going to find in these series is a snippet from a live masterclass I did called Ask a Millionaire a few months ago. And what Phil's done is he's gone and grabbed the best parts or some really cool questions that I got asked during that that masterclass, and he's actually spliced them down to individual questions for the podcast. So this is a little intro for that. So if you're wondering what's going on with this episode, you're going to hear me get asked a question by someone and the answer to that question. So it's very small snippets, but really, really, really important questions. So I hope you enjoy it. And of course, if you're loving the podcast, feel free to share in your Instagram stories, leave us a 5-star review, and of course, subscribe. And we're gonna keep bringing you tons and tons of value. So this particular episode is Ask a Millionaire, and you'll see them rolled out. So here we go, Ask a Millionaire. Enjoy.
I guess more specifically, you know, I know in like, you know, my social media network circles, like Tim and Trace specifically, I've seen a lot of what is the product you're selling, and I assume that's networked marketing.
So the guys, if you follow Trace or Wes or Jordan or Tim, they've started a side hustle in network marketing.
Yeah. Does that lead up to you?
Yeah. So they're part of our organization. So they get all the aspects of what you get when you get that, which is mentorship and all that sort of stuff. I think Trace's story would be a good example of what typically happens to young men. Typically, it seems to be young men. It could be young women, but like young men mostly, where they go on this journey to find their side hustle and they try lots of different stuff. And they seem to settle back to network marketing because it's the easiest way to build their initial wealth in the time constraints they have. And I've mentored a few young guys who have done info product sales before, affiliate marketing before, and I've got a guy who's done Amazon before, Peter, and they've come into this organization and they find it a lot more simple to actually be profitable. And I think that's the most important thing, to be profitable as well as learning skills and building a business.
Yeah, and definitely like the leverage model makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, the leverage model.
I'm just curious, what are you selling to leverage that income off? Like, what is the...
Their particular one is a health product, but I think if you're interested in that, you just ask them about it and they'll send you the information for that.
Okay, so there's separate different things that you can sell in that leverage model.
Well, network marketing is an interesting one because the company manufactures, creates, and distributes and ships the product and does all of the automatic payments. Like, they have all the hard systems set up already, including the technology in the app. Like, everything you'd want to have to do in a business, they've already done it. But they don't have the customer acquisition side, the soft systems is what we call them, the soft systems. So they partner with people in the field who have the soft systems, and that's how they actually distribute the product and look after customers. It's like a symbiotic setup. And they pay you for that. They don't distribute through retail. They don't distribute through wholesale. It's that. It's straight word of mouth. And the leverage is the most beautiful part about that distribution model. And it's been been around like a long time. The difference is that some network marketing companies are rubbish and some products from their companies are no good. And it's just so important. Just like you would want to work for a good company in corporate, you also want to partner with a great company in network marketing because there's some crappy ones and there are some crappy products. It needs to be unique. It needs to be consumable in terms of a product. And the company needs to have the correct culture and it has to have the correct compensation plan. And it has to have the right runs on the board, be in business for more than 10 years, and not quite be in every country yet. So there needs to be a trajectory of about 30 to 50 years of growth left for you to have a legacy business. And those things are not understood by people. It also has to have a good soft selling system and a good team culture where you get mentorship and it becomes a lot more simple to succeed. And a lot of that doesn't happen a lot of the time. So if all those ducks line up, you've got a formula for success. And that's probably why you've seen, if you've ever followed Trace's stuff, why he's having success and why Wes and Tim and Jordan and so on, because all those ducks have lined up. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to line up in another company and another thing and another. That's an unknown. You have to decipher that yourself. And I think that's how success happens. It has to happen in the right environment with the right, like modeling success off mentorship is the fastest way to success. So if you're ever going to start a side hustle and everything or anything for that matter, you want to get a mentor. Even when I was doing shares, I was like, I'm going to be mentored by Warren Buffett. You know, I'm going to choose his model.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.